being the last day of camp, I know the pastor guys have always gone around and thanked the fans or whatever. Why do you guys do that? What's the message there?
Well, I mean, training camp wouldn't be the same without our fans. I mean, obviously, our fans create a tremendous training environment for us, and even take a step further. I mean, family night is really like a fifth preseason game for us. So, you know, our players get to go out and perform in front of 68,000 people prior to playing in their first preseason game. So it's just a sign of appreciation for them being there every day. So it's an incredible environment. I think since, you know, we made the addition to Nitzke Field with the stands and so forth, it's been awesome. So just saying thank you.
What does Crockett's injury do for practice today? I mean, the preseason game and then going into week one, is that a concern there?
Well, this is really the stressful point for every football team, frankly. When you go from 90 to 75 players and you still have a preseason game to play, and that's an example of one position that, you know, potentially could be stressed in the game. So I think I know every team is dealing with this week, and you know, that's why you got to practice today, see how this goes, and then we'll formulate our plan, you know, how we're going to play these guys in Kansas City Thursday night.
Mike, Jeff Janis was out there yesterday with the club. Was that just sort of a trial thing, or do you think you can actually play with that?
Just working Jeff back into it. We'll see how today goes. So just really want to gather information with him playing with the club. I had a nice catch here on the boundary to his left, if you want to call it that. But, yeah, it's just giving Jeff a chance to compete. And, you know, there's still some things he can do.
How did Jordy look in his first 11-on-11 stuff?
Jordy looked good. I think particularly the opponent squad reps, you know, the long go route and a competitive throw there. You know, that's the kind of work you need. The extended play reps, I think, is really I always look to hope to get players involved in that. So play design, plays in real time as far as playing within a normal time clock, I'm not as concerned about that. It's the extended plays and the nuances that occur really in game speed, game time, and really what you see from other defenses. Those are the kind of reps that really help guys like as Jordy coming off of an injury so far. So I thought he had some good reps in the scramble drill phase things.
Have you seen enough from Brett Hundley through the course of training camp to feel confident he's good to go if you need him week one?
I'm confident in Brett Hundley. You know, obviously, we spend a lot of time together. The quarterback position, you know, spends more time together than any other position. So I think Brett Hundley has definitely improved from last year.
Mike, having an extra few days with camp as a whole this year, just getting to the end now, do you feel like it went fast? Do you feel like it kind of dragged on? You got just any sense of
it? I don't know. I wouldn't say it went fast. It always goes fast. I mean, in some ways. How about that for an answer? But I don't know. It's always different. I'll say that about training camp. This year's schedule's different than any other one we've ever been on. I think when you really look into the inside of a training camp schedule, you know, how the games lay out really factors the flow of your training camp. So with that, this was really an up and down flow as far as practices, how they rolled in and out, how the days off fell into place, and frankly, I think it coincides with our regular season schedule. So with that, I think it'll help us be prepared for a little different regular season schedule, having a bye week in week four. I mean, that's the earliest that we've ever had. So, you know, playing the game in Jacksonville week one. So, I mean, I think any time you have an uneven flow, it can definitely help you go into this type of season.
Mike, you've cross-trained offensive linemen a lot over the last couple of years, especially in a lot of backup positions. But this year, I don't know, because of injury, you know, you had Spriggs almost primarily left side, kind of like the right side. bigger benefit doing it that way, just getting them working on one position, particularly those young guys?
Well, I think it determines who you're, you know, who's a benefiting. I mean, it benefits the individual if he plays on one side. It's more beneficial to the offensive line coach if he plays both sides. So I think it's, you know, that's the balance you're always trying to find because, you know, when you get into a season, you know, the question you have to ask yourself each and every week, are you going to keep seven offensive linemen up or are you going to keep eight? So the more flexibility you have with that, it's definitely, you know, helps your football team putting together the 46, and it really, really helps your special teams, which is always a challenge each and every week when you're going to keep an eighth offensive lineman as opposed to a seventh.
Like when you get to that fourth game, I'm sure you got all these young guys trying to make the team and impress you. Do you have to tell them to not take chances, to take it easy, or do you want them playing like, you know, this is their Super Bowl, you know?
Super Bowl or bust. I think you have to. You know, I think you have to practice that way. I think you have to play that way. Anytime you perform, you know, across the white line and it's on video, you have to go about it the same way. So, obviously, you want these kids to go out, young men to go out and play their best game, to lay it all out there, and, you know, not only for the opportunity to be here, but, you know, the opportunity to play in the NFL. So, that's always been our approach.
You call the plays Thursday night?
Edgar Bennett will call the plays Thursday night. Just as I've done the first 9 years, the offensive coordinator will call the game in the last preseason game.
Why do you take that approach? I'm just curious.
Just an opportunity for, you know, the Edgar Bennett specifically, and really I've always done it just to give those guys a chance to, you know, develop, and, you know, as far as career enhancement or just frankly, I wish some, you know, looking back on it as an assistant coach, you wish you had that opportunity before you have to do it for real. So I think it's something that as a head coach you can give to your assistant coach. And the other part of it too, it really gives me a chance to just focus on the personnel for the game. And that's something I've personally benefited from, just watching guys play, watching the interaction, the sideline, watching the communication, just all the things that you can't see on video when you evaluate the game the next day.
Mike, are you surprised by the quality of undrafted free agents that you get through here? It seems like every year you've got at least a few guys that if they're not going to play here, they look like they can play somewhere.
Well, I think two things. Quality of the undrafted free agents, I think it's a credit to our personnel staff in the evaluation process. And I think it's also a reflection of the reality of player acquisition, particularly, you know, the rookies coming out of college. There's no exact science to the draft. The way value is created is not, you know, absolute as far as the value that's put on each and every player. So I think it gives you a chance to give guys opportunities that for whatever reason, you know, along their path, they did not accumulate the actual, you know, credibility that the players that were, you know, drafted, you know, in front of them. So I think it's the reality of our business, but I think it's, you know, in our particular case, I think it's a great reflection of the job that our personnel staff does.
Mike, I know how heavy of an emphasis it was with the run game going into this season. What do you think of the starting point you guys have gotten off to with Eddie James and the offensive line?
I think it's been, you know, solid, good. You know, I think we left a lot of yards on the field in San Francisco. Wasn't very, you know, I thought that we could have played better in the first quarter running the football. We were productive, but there's a lot more there. So I think you have to stay in tune with that. And, you know, it's preseason's about opportunities. It's about, you know, whether we're talking about running it, throwing it, you know, stopping a run, so forth. So we had more opportunities to run the football this preseason. And, you know, I think it definitely has helped us prepare as we get ready for the end season. But just I think, you know, more importantly, you got to really evaluate it closely and create a standard that that you believe that your team can uphold. And we're still working to get to that.
Two more, please. Mike, a couple of your offensive linemen have taken weight off in the offseason, tried to put it on better weight, stronger, that type of stuff. Justin yesterday said he feels as good as he's ever felt. at this point in training camp. Is that something through the program, off-season program and in training camp that has been noticeable to you? Or?
Definitely. I think it's you know, it's all part of the education that's here for your players. And really, I think the professional athlete, this the resources they have today is, you know, different than 10, 20 years ago. So I think it's smart by Josh and the guys that do that. It's obviously healthier for their joints, and it's definitely the way to go. And Josh in particular has definitely benefited from it.
This is the hardest week, in, as many might say, of the season in terms of the job, where you have to tell a lot of people that their NFL dream is deferred for a while. Has that changed for you over the years in terms of what that week is like for you and what you have to go through, along with the players go through?
No, it's the same. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's different is the conversations are a little different because they're always specific to the individual. So that part of the business hasn't changed, and I don't think will ever change from my perspective. You spend a lot of time with these young men starting in April and some of these guys in May. So, I don't look forward to Saturday when we make those decisions.
Well,
I mean, the expectation of the offensive line, I think we clearly could have one of the best lines that we've had here. I think I've said that the last, 2 years. And frankly, health is always important. I think when you look at the success of a football team, if you look at the health of the starting offensive line, there's a lot that correlates to the success of the football team. So, offensive lines that practice together every day, play together each and every week, they continue to get better throughout the season. So that's something that I've always believed in my years as an offensive coach, and I think it definitely will hold true this year.
Thank you.